Bring on summer with instant savings at Dunnes Stores. Spend €20 or more in-store on fashion or home and we'll treat you to a 5 off 25 voucher. You can spend instantly on groceries. Shop the latest trends in fashion and then head straight to our food hall to save on summer picnic essentials. Buy some stylish luggage and homewares, then pop to the grocery aisles to stock up on travel-sized toiletries for less. Saving this summer couldn't be simpler. Dunnes Stores. Always better value. Terms and conditions apply.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Business group IBEC has called on Dublin City Council to pause the implementation of new city centre traffic plans due to be introduced in August. The group have argued that time is needed to examine how traffic restrictions would interact with other plans to rejuvenate the city centre. Shane, these are widely touted to be like the bus gates, as they're talked. They're going to cut off the quays so that it's going to be difficult for I suppose, people to travel up and down the quays that aren't public transport. And also the idea is, whilst it's still easy to travel to Dublin, to travel through Dublin is not what they want. They don't want people crossing north, south. That's basically it. What do you make of it?
I disagree with IBEC. I don't think we should be delaying this plan. 60% of journeys in Dublin city centre are through traffic. So it's not destination city centre. It's passing through. And I think that is the biggest, and it's not just me who says it, the chief executive of Dublin Bus says it, it's the biggest obstacle to public transport. We need to build a livable, breathable city where people can cycle, where people can walk, where people can get public transport in the city centre. We don't have that at the moment. Car is king. Car monsters everything. And this has to stop. The other cities are 20 years ahead of us in this. Let's not kick the can down the road any further.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with you. And I think despite the fact that half the Dáil says that we have a centre-right government, it's starting to look to me like it's a little bit anti-business, to be honest. I mean, they've brought in new minimum wages, new auto-enrolment pensions, new sick pay, new insurers.
What's that got any of that got to do with public
transport? They're making Ireland an environment that's harder to do business in. And this, to me, is further examples of that. Now, bear in mind, I do believe that public transport should be the main thrust of where we are going forward in terms of how Dublin is run. I accept that and I believe that. I think if you go to a city like London, you wouldn't dream of bringing your car. You'd hop on a tube because they have that and it's really, really good. We don't.
They also have road pricing in London.
I think, yeah, they do. They have congestion charges. They have all that. I do think that there's a bit of a cart before the horse here. I'm not sure that this is the right plan. And you just said something really interesting about going through the city, that 60% are going through, so they're not a destination. What if you live in Ranelagh and you have to go to the Mater Hospital? That's still a destination. The river is an arbitrary thing. People do sometimes have to cross the city and making that really, really difficult.
Yeah, I love the way that the hard case is always cited. 60% of people who drive to are not going from Ranelagh to the Mater.
But we don't have stats like, well, 60% of people in Dublin go east to west. The river is an arbitrary measure of what people do in the city. And I would lastly just say this. We will hear and we always hear about the fact that, oh, footfall increases when you in the shops when you decrease traffic. It isn't all about footfall in the shops. There's a lot. I mean, Diageo, one of our biggest exports, has said that they don't know how they're going to get to the port from James's Gate. They don't know how to do that. Haulage, deliveries. There's more to business in the city than just retail. And I just worry that we're getting it wrong and we're making
business before people.
Didn't say that. I'm saying I'm worried we're getting it wrong. We need to get it right. I'm not saying we don't have to move forward with the green agenda. Yes, we do. But I do worry about us being anti-business at the same time.
Lord, make me chase, but just not yet.
That's not about being pro-business. Is not about being chased. Being like, we don't want to shoot the golden goose. That what drives the economy.
I don't think this is shooting the golden goose. I think that's overly dramatic. Anyway, look, let's bring in Aidan Sweeney, Head of Infrastructure and Environmental Sustainability with IBEC on this. Aidan, make the case. Why should this plan be deferred?
Well, good morning. What we're actually asking for is Dublin City Council to hit pause on the new city centre traffic plan, simply to allow two things to happen. First is to actually have direct engagement with businesses within the city centre itself. The plan has been at the core, and your conversation has captured that, is to reduce people travelling through the city centre, whether on public transport or private cars, going north, south or east, west. What we're actually saying is that the plan hasn't given sufficient weighting to businesses operating within the city centre for a number of very practical steps. First is actually what it means for them in terms of accessibility to their own premises, for both their employees and their customers. but also how do practical things such as deliveries happen? How do they get access to essential services, whether or not it's waste collections, whether or not it's issues around emergency plumbing services, different issues like that need to be addressed. The City Council, both the council elected representatives and the City Council staff, gave a commitment for direct engagement ahead of the plan with these businesses, and it hasn't happened in a meaningful and a substantive manner.
Okay, so give me some practical examples of difficulties that your members are encountering.
Well, the issue for us is, one is a lack of awareness of what this plan, which is due to be implemented in a little over 2 months' time, means for them in terms of actually showing on a practical steps, if they were to show traffic flow through the city, what it means in terms of how they might, people, their customers or their staff might access their premises. Second is actually how do deliveries happen, both from the point of view of those businesses that are operating in the experience economy, say pubs or restaurants, you know, those areas that have actually benefited from the pedestrianised areas. How do you actually get products and goods and services to them? Both, you know, and we've heard directly from delivery companies, for instance, that have an issue about where do they park up, and with their own health and safety regulations for their own staff, how do they get the products from a van right into a premises if you're changing the routes, and you know, where traditionally you might parked up outside, but now you might have to park a couple of streets away and go down footpaths that are not wide enough. So practical steps like that. But we have general issues about premises that can't get emergency services in, whether you need to have emergency plumbing or even construction-related services or even security services coming in to actually help your premises.
Are you not being overly alarmist here? I mean, I'm sure the same arguments were made when Grafton Street was pedestrianised and Henry Street was pedestrianised. You manage. There's always ways around this. There's innovative ideas you can use. I mean, businesses on Grafton Street have no problem getting deliveries. There's no problem accessing emergency services.
Well, absolutely. First of all, not everything comes in the front of Grafton Street or Henry Street. They come in the back as well for certain premises.
Yeah, there's a lot that comes in the front. I see it every morning when I'm walking home.
The second issue is what we're trying to say is, at the time of Grafton Street and all these others, the City Council sits down with the businesses and works out and addresses their concerns. In the plan, there is that commitment. But we have been contacted through businesses throughout the process to say, we haven't heard from the City Council on this. And if we have a simple issue that we need to raise, how do we address it with them? So this is what we're actually asking for. And it's in the report accompanying the City Centre traffic plan that they would do this. But they would do it actually at You know, they're saying at some indescribable moment in the future. We're trying to say is, let's bring everybody on board now. So we've got a plan reducing transit through the city. Now we need to look at how do we make it work for businesses in the city, because they are the ones that contribute to the vibrancy of the city centre, the dynamism of the city centre.
Have you contacted Dublin City Council with a view to setting up such a meeting or such engagement?
Well, I've had a number of conversations with Dublin City Council on this. In fact, I raised this at the last meeting of the Economic Development and Enterprise Strategic Policy Committee to say the Dublin City Council need to assess the plan from the point of view of action, you know, from the impact on the city centre businesses, and how do we make it work? The second issue that I also behind our call to pause this is that there's a number of other strategies being developed by government that this plan will need to actually be examined against. First of all, it's obviously the new city centre task force the government has looked at to address safety and security and the vibrancy of the city centre. So they have 12 weeks to report back on that, and we want the plan to be assessed against their recommendations. Because the other issue around this plan is that it's not just a traffic plan. It's creating a number of civic plazas and creating a number of pedestrianised areas. Yeah. And we want to make sure that there's no antisocial behaviour attached to them, that those areas are well designed, well thought out, and how they're going to be
used. That's a completely separate issue, though, isn't it?
No, because the City Centre Task Force is also examining transport issues within the city centre, because transport is a key part of how we make the city centre.
See, I hear what you're saying, Aidan, but there's a bit of me that says, maybe I'm being unfair, there's a bit of me that says, Big business never wants to make change. They never want to be inconvenienced. It's always about them and how their deliveries. I've seen examples of this. I won't list them off to you now, but I've seen examples of this. It's all about how can we bring our deliveries with absolutely no change. We want to bring them through the front door. And actually, we don't really care about pedestrians. We don't really care about crossing over footpaths and stuff like that. Maybe I'm wrong, but that's instinctively how I feel about this.
No, what our conversation's about is that we all want to see a safe, accessible, dynamic and vibrant city centre. One that people actually want to come and live and work and do business in.
Yeah.
Businesses don't want to turn away business. So if this plan is going to work, we're all stakeholders in it. And the question for us is, how do we make it work? So it's not just the City Centre Task Force, because we are invested in making the city safe, not only for people visiting and people, you know, shopping, but for all our own staff. The issue around it is trying to make sure that there are all these plans, they're all doing the talking over each other. We want to make sure that they're all consistent and coherent with each other. And we also want to make sure that other elements that are currently being looked at by government, you know, there's a consultation that is looking at congestion charging for the city centre that is open right now, not gotten any attention. But will that have a more impact on changing future traffic behaviour within the city more than this plan would?
Okay.
Right through to the issue of the construction of the Metrolink, because we need to have our public transport invested in and rolled out. We want to make sure that the construction around Metrolink is also factored into this plan.
All right.
So that we don't see the impact of the Lewis Cross City impacting on footfall along certain streets.
Aidan Sweeney, Head of Infrastructure, Environmental Sustainability with IBEC. Thank you indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. 087-1400-106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
Bring on summer with instant savings at Dunnes Stores. Spend €20 or more in-store on fashion or home, and we'll treat you to a 5 off 25 voucher. You can spend instantly on groceries. Shop the latest trends in fashion and then head straight to our food hall to save on summer picnic essentials. Buy some stylish luggage and homewares, then pop to the grocery aisles to stock up on travel-sized toiletries for less. Saving this summer couldn't be simpler. Dunnes Stores. Always better value. Terms and conditions apply.